Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. One of the questions that arises for people with well-controlled asthma is whether it's better or worse for them to stop taking their long-acting beta-2 agonist inhaler. Kayleigh Kew and Rebecca Normansell from the Cochrane Airways Group in London, UK, are part of the team that have tried to answer this in a new review in June 2015. They explain more in this evidence pod, starting with Rebecca and some background.
Asthma is a long-term, potentially serious breathing condition, which usually requires daily medication to reduce symptoms such as wheeze and cough, and to prevent asthma attacks. Achieving and maintaining day-to-day control of symptoms is very important, as poorly controlled asthma is a major cause of preventable hospital stays, visits to the emergency department, and fatal attacks. However, all medicines can cause side effects, some of which are serious in their own right. Asthma treatment guidelines are therefore designed to step up medications when asthma control is bad, either in dose or by adding a second or third drug, and to step down once asthma control is achieved to minimise possible side effects.
The guidelines are relatively clear about when to step up. You can tell fairly quickly if someone's lung function is half what it should be, when they say they're using their rescue inhaler several times a day, or because they've had a couple of bad attacks since they were last seen by their doctor. However, once the dose increase or extra inhaler has sorted that out, it can be very difficult to judge if and when to step back down. Will the improvement be maintained, or will the asthma flare up again with potentially serious consequences?
We looked at the evidence for a step down that is particularly contentious. Stopping or continuing a long-acting beta-2 agonist, or LABA, when someone has gained control on inhaled corticosteroids combined with LABA. This is particularly troublesome because LABA have been associated with increased deaths and severe side effects in asthma, so regulators state they should be used for the shortest duration possible and stopped once symptom control is achieved. However, it is unclear whether this is the safest thing to do, and whether stopping LABA will cause more attacks and problems than continuing to take the drug. In fact, in 2012, the Canadian Thoracic Society specifically called for more research addressing this important area of uncertainty.
So, what did we find for our Cochrane review? There are 6 relevant studies, including over 2,500 people, where a group with stable asthma who stopped taking LABA were compared with a group who continued taking inhaled corticosteroids and LABA together. It looked as though people who stopped LABA might be more likely to need a rescue course of oral steroids for a flare-up of symptoms. However, as we have found in several other reviews of treatments for asthma, the studies weren't big enough or long enough for us to be confident in this. Also, we couldn't be sure about any differences between stopping and continuing LABA for the really important but rarer events like death or serious attacks that mean people end up in hospital. Stopping LABA also led to slightly worse quality of life and levels of asthma control.
To sum up, the quality of evidence was mostly moderate, meaning we certainly can't conclude that continuing LABA is definitely safer than stopping, or vice versa. In fact, we were surprised that there was so little evidence behind this important question that doctors have to address every day.
If you would like to find out more about the evidence that Kayleigh and Rebecca were able to find, you can find the full review at cochranelibrary.com with a simple search for LABA and asthma.